It's John Jeremy's Daily Moment. We're here today to talk about the NFL. The NFL will be kicking off on Thursday, September 7th at 8:30 with the Kansas City Chiefs at the New England Patriots. Since that game is in Foxborough, I do expect New England to come out with a win. It will be a close game, though, don't get me wrong. The ESPN Power Rankings, I was looking at those today. I don't exactly agree with the way that they have these ranked. I agree with number one and number two, which is the New England Patriots and the Atlanta Falcons. I can respect those two. Obviously, after Super Bowl, those guys are going to be one and two, regardless. The Seahawks and Steelers at number three and number four, I do not agree with. I feel like Dallas and Kansas City should be the number three and the number four. I just don't feel like the Seahawks and the Steelers are as good as they once were. With a 10-5-1 record and an 11-5 record, I don't see them having that good of a season. Dallas and the Kansas City Chiefs, they are young teams, but I do expect them to do very well this season. As for season-ending surgeries, the only notable one that I've come across so far is Julian Edelman for New England. I don't think that it'll be a huge hit. Yes, it is one of Tom Brady's weapons, but as we all know, Tom Brady is surrounded by weapons. So that's never a problem for that guy. As for notable suspensions in the league, we got Vontaze Burfict taking a 5-game suspension for a hit on a fullback last week. And then Ezekiel Elliott is still under a 6-game suspension for a domestic violence case, linking back to last season. Though both of those cases are on appeal, so those guys may see some playing time, or maybe those suspensions will, be lessened to 3 or 4 games, which, would be the best scenario for the Bengals and the Cowboys moving forward, because without those two players, those two teams are definitely going to suffer. As far as Dallas, their run game would be nothing without Elliott, especially after last season. And Vontaze Burfict, of course, always adds to the Bengals' defense. The Browns will be starting DeShone Kizer. Hate to talk about a hometown team, but I got to do it. A lot of people have been hating on the Cleveland Browns for the last couple years, which I can understand. They're definitely not one of the best teams in the league, but looking at their roster this year and the way they've played this far in the preseason, if that gives any evidence of what they will do in the regular season, I'm very excited to see how that team comes together. I never understood why they picked up Brock Osweiler. That to me was a very bad decision for the front office. But I think that starting DeShone Kizer is the best option for the Browns. Especially with Isaiah Crowell at the running back position. That's a perfect 1-2 punch right there. DeShone Kizer can put it in anybody's hands, and Crowell is a great runner. As far as their defense, the Browns are actually doing really well. I watched them in the Tampa Bay game, and they did a phenomenal job. The only downside I can see to the Browns is they need to cut down on the turnovers. I saw Kizer throw a pick. I saw Duke Johnson fumble the ball. I know it's preseason, but it's those little things that get you in trouble in the regular season. Other teams I expect to do really well this season, and that I think are going to surprise people, is I could see Oakland, Dallas, Kansas City. I could see any of those teams taking out teams like the Patriots and the Falcons, because it's the young guys coming in now. The young guys are what's going to take over, and eventually, the old guys are going to have to take the back seat.